We have Renee King Sonnen joining us now, executive director and founder of Rowdy Girl Sanctuary. Where's your sanctuary, Renee?
We are in Angleton, Texas, 50 miles southwest of Houston.
How did the floods affect you guys or no?
Oh, yes. We were certainly affected. We evacuated 96 animals and were displaced for almost 2 weeks. And we are still cleaning up. But gratefully, everybody's home. And we are in the throes of getting things back together. And, yeah, we're just really grateful that everybody is safe.
What are you having for Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow?
Well, we are having some very cruelty-free vegan options. There's just a ton of vegan options out there today for what you would traditionally consider, you know, normal as eating a turkey or a ham or a roast. There's just a ton of vegan options by various brands like Tofurky or Gardein.
Hold on, Renee. What did you just say? Did you say Tofurky?
Tofurky.
What the heck is Tofurky?
Tofurky is, well, you know, the plant-based market is booming. And so companies all over the country are, you know, really formulating various ways using, whether it's soy, whether it's wheat gluten, whether it's, you know, these special peas that they use to create the consistency and the taste and the texture of what people normally would miss, you know, when they go vegan. And so it's incredibly easy to eat vegan today. It's nutritious. It's healthy. There's no cholesterol, no torture, no cruelty.
Can you put gravy on it? That's the most important thing.
Yeah, and there's vegan gravy.
Vegan gravy. Now, I got to ask, your husband is Tommy, correct?
Exactly.
What's he having for Thanksgiving tomorrow?
The same as us. He's vegan too now.
Oh, he is. You won that battle. I remember you telling us that before. Good for you. The ladies always win. You know what you're doing. All right. So let me just put on my I'm an American hat. And what's this lady talking about? Tofurky. Why should I not eat turkey? I mean, come on. I've been doing it my whole life. I understand. I'm sure some of the conditions that they live in prior to being on my plate are not very good. I get that. But give me some health reasons why it's a bad thing.
Well, turkey flesh is it's just brimming with all sorts of fat, cholesterol. One homemade patty of ground cooked turkey contains like 244 milligrams of cholesterol, and half of its calories come from fat. So, you know, and it's often tainted with all sorts of diseases like salmonella and different other bacteria and contaminants. It's, you know, they're dosed with antibiotics to stimulate growth. They just grow in filthy, disease-ridden conditions. You know, these turkeys would die in these conditions if not for all the antibiotics that they pump in their flesh to keep them alive so they can endure the torture before slaughter. And, you know, and the other thing is, you know, like leading health organizations like the World Health Organization, the American Medical Association, the American Public Health Association, they've all warned that the farmed animal industry is creating possible long-term risks, you know, to human health. And, you know, and all these antibiotics they're resistant. They're becoming super germs. And so we got a long way to go if we're going to, you know, maintain our health by trying to eat animals.
You know this is a tough sell, don't you, Renee?
You know, I have been vegan 3 years, and I am a born, dyed-in-the-wool Texas girl that, you know, loved barbecues, you know, cookouts and chili cook-offs and the rodeo and leather. So, yeah, it's a tough sell. It took me 6 years to be broken and to finally surrender to true compassion, which, you know, we were, you know, we're kind of like in the womb, we are conditioned to eat animals as soon as we come out. So all of our life, we grow up with the idea that it's normal through education, politics, religion, family. So it's a condition. And so to break out of that, of course it's a hard sell. I mean, we've been sold the opposite our whole life.
Renee, I like the term you used. It took you a while to be broken. You sound as if you're a wild Mustang or something that can be saddled. I like that term. All right. So where can we get some more information for those who would like to make some changes?
Well, rowdygirlsanctuary.org is our website, and you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we've got a documentary coming out on Thanksgiving Day. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. This documentary actually details what we went through in the flood.
Very good. Renee Kingston, and thanks for joining us. Your second visit with us. Maybe you'll be back soon, I hope.
Thank you for having me again. I appreciate it so much.
All right. Thanks, Renee.
Thank you.
Thank you.